Morning, Dave Nelson from Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure from Merrill would be here this morning, and he's sitting right here. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Jeff.
Going to get right at it here. I told you my story about the weekend. I highly recommend people put whole turkeys on their Smokin' Brothers Smokin' Pellet Grill.
Anything on a Smokin' Brothers pellet grill is better than, anything else.
And if you're going to smoke a whole turkey, use a drip pan and use those drippings for your gravy. It'll be the best gravy you've ever had. So we just talked about that. We'll get back to grilling and smoking and seasoning and stuff. Let's start with Arctic Spas today. This hasn't been the perfect weather for taking a soak in the wintertime, but anytime's a good time to do that. It's nice to have some snow flurries and some cold temperatures while you're out there in the hot tub, but it's probably just fine this way, too.
Just find this. So we've got people who use them all year long, and you know, whether it's warm, whether it's cold, it's obviously there's nothing like getting in a cold spa in the winter, and you know, you got the snow kind of coming down, and you got you know, steam coming off your your water and things. Not steam, but you know what I mean. So it's a lot of fun, and I just had a couple of other people in the store here this week that have been customers, and spa people are in their spas pretty much every day, and they're not going to miss a day. You've got the people that buy a spa, maybe it's something that's somewhat of a novelty or they're not really sure, and maybe because of the type of spa they have and the water chemistry and trying to maintain the water and the high cost of power, they kind of drift away and you know, may not continue to use them like they had planned.
Sure.
But with the Arctic spas and the Spa Boy system, the automated saltwater system, which makes our water soft water, it's just a different experience, and it makes your skin softer than it's ever been as opposed to drying it out. It's really easy to maintain. I think I've shown you on the phone there's an app where you can look at your chemistry, your water pH, and your chlorine without having to use test strips. So it's really easy to maintain. And on average, customers are going a year between water changes. Some people are going 2 years between water changes in their spas, which is really unheard of.
Still using it all the time?
Every day.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
The thing about especially Arctic spas, I've seen them in the store. They look different to me. They look big. They look solid. I'm just wondering about the intimidation factor. Does anybody ever come in and say, you know what, boy, that's a lot of machinery under there. That's an awful big apparatus and all that. It can be a little bit intimidating, but so maybe don't jump into the huge ones right away. You've got all kinds of different sizes. What about that intimidation factor with these spas?
Well, that's kind of a funny story because there's actually a couple from Tomahawk here that we're looking at being interested in one of our all-weather pools or swim spas. And this was just as we were getting into. When we got into the new store in August of 2020, that's when we finally had room to display them.
Okay.
So in the old store, I had sold the all-weather pools, but we didn't ever have them on display. So anyway, this couple came in, and they were going to come back, and I called them when the Ocean, which is the model they were looking at, came in. And they came in, and her eyes got really big, and she said, I don't know if that's going to fit in our backyard.
Okay.
And they did buy a little bit smaller spa. They bought a 7-person 8-footer, and they love it.
Okay.
And then just recently, within the last year, they bought a Covana, one of the powered covers. And she was in the store here, a month or two ago, and I was working with another couple that was looking at a spa. And I asked her if she could tell these other folks a little bit about her spa, and she said, well, the spa is great, but she said, that power cover, that's the best investment we've ever made.
Really?
Turn a key and up it goes, and turn a key and down it comes, and you don't have to worry about shoveling snow off or leaves or, you know, having to help the kids lift the cover, you know, to get in the spa. So we've got the spas and the Covanas, and they're both really neat.
People shouldn't look at these Arctic spas as a novelty at all. This is an investment in your home and your lifestyle and just feeling good. So it should be looked at in that manner. And this is something that you're going to, if you want it the rest of your life, you can have one of these the rest of your life. Don't have to worry.
Yeah, we've got spas that we work on spas that were sold in the early 2000s.
Okay.
Arctic's been making their custom series on their Forever floor since 2001, and they've never had a warranty claim on a floor. It's strong enough that, except for the all-weather pools, which hold 1,200 gallons of water, the rest of the spas can all go on bare ground. So we can install a spa this time of year. All we need is a flat, level surface to put it on.
Okay.
And you don't have to pay for concrete. You don't have to pay for pavers. You don't have to, you know, wait to have the prep work done. And if you ever do landscaping or you want to move a spa around, you simply pick it up, either with a forklift or, you know, we slide it onto a trailer, and you can move it from point A to point B and not have to worry about damaging it.
Somebody is listening right now, and they might be thinking, you know what, I would like to take a soak every once in a while, but I probably won't do it every single day. Do I really need to do this much of an investment for something I'm going to do maybe once or twice a week or only on the weekends? What do you say to them?
It varies. It's just, what do they want to do with their free time? Once they get in the spa, if they start using it regularly, they're going to be hooked.
Okay.
My son has one of our spas. We might have talked about that on the radio before. There was a lady who contacted Arctic, and I thought they gave me her name and number, and I thought her name was Mary. I thought she was looking to buy a new spa, and she said, no. She said, we have a 2004 Arctic spa that we bought new, and she said, I'm just up in years, and I can't get in and out of it anymore. And I said, are you just looking to rehome it? And she said, yes. She said, it's too nice to go to the landfill.
Okay.
So we brought that back and popped it in my son's yard, and he went through, and he replaced all the jets. He replaced a couple of pump motors. We installed the new motherboard, the EcoPack, which connects to the internet and allows us to add Spa Boy. So he's actually got a spa from 2004 that has all the features of a 2022 or 2023, or now 2024.
Okay.
And, for a fraction of that cost, but he and his family are in it all the time.
So let's put it out there then. So if somebody comes to you and says, you know what, I've been listening to talk about these Arctic spas. I believe I've done some research, but, I just can't swing it financially right now. What about some used ones? Do people ask you about that? Do you have access to those?
They do. We actually have one in the store right now. It's in our warehouse. And it was a customer that bought one back in 2008. And it was long before we were in the business. And we'd done service on it a couple of times. And they bought a new spa. They're over in Clintonville. They bought a new spa. And we got the old one back. And finally had a chance to go through it. But we put the new motherboard in there. So this spa is now going to have the connection to the internet where you can turn your pumps on and off. You can turn your temperature up or down. We can monitor the spa from our store. So can the factory in Canada. And it's got the option, if someone wants to move into that, they can add Spa Boy, the automated salt system.
Okay.
And that spa, the bottom of the cabinet is a little bit rough. And when we got it back, I hadn't seen it before I took it in trade. And I called the customer. I said, you must have some nasty critters around there. And he said, oh, you didn't know about that? Well, it's all a cedar cabinet. And there's a wood rim that goes around the bottom. And there's room for forklift forks to go in to pick the spas up and move them.
Okay.
And he had dogs that used to chase, like chipmunks or squirrels.
Oh,
they couldn't get into the spa, but they could run through those channels. And the dogs are ones that gnawed up that cedar.
Oh, okay.
So that's not real pretty, but somebody's going to get into that spa for probably right around $5,000.
Really?
And knew that spa would be 24.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's a great deal. It's three pumps. It's everything's in working order. A brand new electronics in it, and it's good to go.
So can people get on a list? Say, Dave, next time you get access to a used Arctic spa, let me know about it.
Yes, and okay. It's not very common,
okay.
And I don't take any other spas in trade. The only ones we'll deal with used are Arctics because we know the spas,
right.
And we can service the spas after we sell them.
Got it. What is Spa Saturday?
Spa Saturday, we started, and we kind of got away from it a little bit just from a time standpoint. We're getting back into it. Spa Saturday, we try to feature one of our customer spas. And there's enough of them out there that we can have spas, listed every Saturday for a couple of years and not have the same spa twice.
Okay.
But it's usually, and I had one this last week, it's a customer over in Neenah, Wisconsin, that his spa is looking out over Lake Winnebago. And I was there for a service call and got talking with the customer. I said, mind if I take a picture? He said, nope. So it's just it's a shot of something. Maybe it's looking out at the lake. Maybe it's looking out at the woods. Maybe it's looking back at the pretty house. Maybe, whatever it might be.
Got it.
But a lot of times people are excited to share their stories about Arctic. And so I'm actually going to be reaching out. If some of the Arctic customers are listening to me on the radio, you've got my cell number. You can text me some pictures and, with your permission, you might see your spa up on our website or on our Facebook page on Saturdays.
How about savings on those Arctic spas now? What's a good incentive to get folks in and get her going here before spring even?
Well, a couple of things. They actually have, from time to time, they'll have a spa, and they'll have a flaw in the spa. I've had them in the store and sold them, and you don't find the flaw, really, or see it. But maybe in the manufacturing process, there was a hole that was drilled off-center for a jet, or there was some damage to the acrylic, or whatever that might be.
Okay.
They'll repair that, but what they'll do is they'll pull a new shell, a new piece of acrylic, to build your spa or my spa. Then they'll go back to this other spa and repair it. And they'll sell it with full warranty except that area that's repaired. And we have pictures of the repaired area. But you can save 10 to 15% on them.
Oh, nice.
So if you look at something like that, all of a sudden now you can maybe put some money into a couple of the other features that you didn't think you could afford.
Sure.
And take advantage of that. And it's a great, great deal. So, and there are spas in stock at Arctic right now where, we're way past COVID and not being able to get product. So you're not going to have long lead time or wait times on product when you order it right now.
What a seminar? Have you had a seminar recently on the spas?
Arctic Spas Dealer Seminar.
Oh, okay.
Their international dealer seminar. So Don and I were able to go to that this year. It was in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Nice.
It was pretty nice. It was 80 degrees every day and sunny. And, you know, my white skin got toasted pretty good.
A little
burnt,
yeah.
A little burned. But great people. Just great people from Arctic. Great people from the dealers around the world. The European dealers, the only ones that made it this year, were the dealers from Iceland, believe it or not. And they won the European Sales Award. And then some of the other Europeans, Norway, Sweden, England, their economy is in tough shape. And they got the wars going over there in Ukraine.
Right.
There's all the different stuff going on. And so they had a pretty brutal year. And none of those dealers that we usually see from Norway and England made it.
Hmm.
But it was still a great group of people, dealers from Canada and the U.S., like I said, the guys from Iceland. And we were actually nominated again for the second year in a row for the service award. So there's a sales award and there's a service award.
Okay.
And we're right at the top of that list as far as our service. So that's
nice. Nice.
But one quick story. When we travel, Dawn and I haven't traveled a lot, but she's gone on a couple of these trips. And so we go to this place. It's a 5-star resort. It's supposed to be this wonderful place. We get there, we check in, and they talk us into upgrading to an oceanfront room.
Okay.
So we did. They paid the extra money for the oceanfront room for the week. And got down to the room, and we went to check in, and it's just wet. It's just, you know, if somebody leaves the patio door open and you get all that moisture from the ocean coming.
The spray, just, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, the floor is wet. You can physically see footprints as you walk through. The bedding is, like, damp. It's like, oh, God, this isn't an upgrade, right? So I called the front desk, and I said, could you put us in the room in one of the other buildings you were originally going to have? Well, we can't do that today because we're full. We could move you down the hall or down the building, still oceanfront, which they did for the night, and then the next day they moved us to the other building. But Don and I went to dinner, and as we're going to get on the elevator, there's one of the staff with a dehumidifier going to the room that we were first in. So it's like, okay. So anyway, long story short, they credited our money back. They moved us into the tower. So we're in this nicer room. And the next day, everything went pretty well. The next night, we're sitting there and the ceiling fan quit working. And so I called the front desk and they sent one of the service guys up. And he doesn't speak any English at all.
Mm-hmm.
So he's fiddling around with the switch on the wall and the chain, you know, to change the speeds up at the top. So he calls the front desk or whoever, and they call back and said, well, he needs to replace the fan. Is that okay with you? I said, sure, he can replace the fan. So now it's like 9 at night, and the guy's up there changing the fan.
Right.
And as he's unhooking it from the ceiling and it tips down, all his garbage falls out of the fan onto the bed.
Yeah.
And so he got that done, and then he left. I called the front desk. I said, can you send someone up to maybe change the top, you know, the
shop vac needed?
Yeah, shop. Yeah. It was our broom. So they came up, cleaned that up. Next day I went to meetings. Next day, we had roundtable discussions, and I figured Don's going to go down to the ocean or the pool and sit. And I came back from the roundtable, and she said, try the door. So what do you mean? Try the door without the key. The door opens without the key.
Oh.
She said, I was afraid to leave everything alone. And, of course, she didn't call the front desk. She waited for me and wasted those hours in the room. So they came up, changed the mechanism. Guy didn't know what he was doing. Another guy comes up. He changes the whole mechanism in the lock. We go down and get our little wristband with the key reprogrammed. Come back. Doesn't work in the door.
Oh, boy.
So, long story short, they sent a concierge up with me, and their master key would work, but our keys wouldn't. So then they changed the mechanism again. They had two security guys there, and they stayed there while we went to eat and came back. It's crazy. You can't make it up.
Wow.
So,
all at a five-star resort.
At a five-star resort.
Everything should be nice
and
smooth.
Everything should be perfect, right?
Yeah.
So, on the way back to the airport, it's a 45-minute ride to the airport, from the airport to the resort or to the hotel. And on the way out, we were in this little shuttle with, you know, just two other people. And if you've ever been to Mexico, you know, you never know about the shuttles and the vehicles and stuff like that. Some's nice, some not so nice.
Yeah.
So we're riding back to the airport. There's 40-some people on the bus, coach bus. Beautiful bus, you know, leather cushy seats. We're about halfway back to the airport. Boom! It blows a back tire.
Oh, boy.
So there we sit. Driver pulls off to these side roads. This little rat hole, you know, along the road. And now how many people are going to miss their planes, right?
Yeah.
So they had another little shuttle come out and take 11 or 12 of us to the airport. We made our flights. But you can't make the stuff up. But just before that happened, Dog goes, you know, I'm really dreading the flight home.
Oh.
And then, boom, the tire blows. It's like you can't make it up.
Well, anyway, at least it happened in the bus and not on the airplane.
If
you're going to have travel.
Yeah. And the plane ride home was smooth. It was great.
Wow.
But great people, great passion about what they do, great product. And so there's some things. Some of the stuff might be a couple years off yet that's in the works. But at least we're aware of what they're working on, and it's a pretty neat deal.
Yeah, Arctic Spas, so. If you're going to do a spa, do it right the first time, and you won't be sorry, that's for sure. Seasoning of the month is Charles Street. I recommend the Creole.
Yep, we got Creole. There's a Chipotle. There's his original. There's one other one. I can't remember what the name of it is. I should. And he's got two sauces. His original sauce has 25% Wisconsin maple syrup in it. And then he's got another sauce. It's a honey sauce. And he told me that Mr. Newski, I had been at Newski's not too long ago and picked up some meats, and he told me Mr. Newski really likes his honey sauce on pulled pork.
Boy, that's saying something.
So exactly. So we're at Newski's, they sell it in the store like we do. But Chuck is out of Wausau, and he's very passionate about his seasonings, and so it's a small line, but we're the only ones in Merrill that have it, and he's very supportive of us.
I've been smoking on my Smoking Brothers grill all winter long, and I know it's not been the worst of winters, but a lot of folks say, really, you can do that in the wintertime? Yes, because my Smoking Brothers has double wall insulation. You can smoke in the cold in there and be just fine. I did a whole turkey on Saturday, and it is magnificent.
Yeah, you talked about that a little bit, and the drippings for the, you use a drip pan under that and the
for
gravy.
The gravy, unbelievable.
You think about the drippings there. The same thing if you make a brisket. You get a big pan of drippings out of a brisket. There's a lot of moisture there. But the other thing is, there's a recipe for it. It's called over-the-top chili. I think we've talked about this before.
I think so.
But you have a pot of chili that's cooking on your pellet grill, and you have a ball of meat, seasoned meat, hamburger, whatever meat you want to use, above it. And so that meat smokes and cooks, and all the drippings from the meat go into the chili. And then you bust up the meat and you put it in the chili. It's something else.
It's like a hobby. It's like a pastime. And if you're going fishing, you buy the good fishing rods. If if your hobby is smoking, you buy the good smoker. The stuff at your store, Dave, has been tested. It's tried and true. Work. Most of it all made in America. When you come into your store, you might spend a little extra than a big box, but you're going to have something that's going to last forever.
Exactly. And a lot of the stuff that isn't from America is from Europe rather than China. I mean, there's some stuff you can't avoid from China. Let's back up one step. When we get back to the Flavor Friday, there's a brand of the month. This month it's Charles Street. We talked about that. But that's all 10% off through the month for all of his flavors. And then Flavor Friday, we'll post a different seasoning every week. Usually we try and do it with a picture of something that we smoked, and it's a pretty slick deal.
Outdoor Power, let's touch on that real quick.
Yep, Outdoor Power, preseason rebates and financing deals from Cub Cadet, Gravely, and Toro. There's some great deals on zero turns and tractors. Some of those deals end the end of February, so it's early, but stop in and check them out. Others go through March or May, but there's some great deals there. Husqvarna. We're going to be doing more again with the robotic lawnmowers. We've talked about auto mowers for years, and we've installed more than 80 of them. They now have a unit called EPOS, and it's GPS, so no more wires in your yard.
Okay.
So it's a different installation process, a little more expensive unit, but we can help you get that installed, and then you'll never mow your lawn again. We can tell you whether you need a wired unit or whether you can go with the EPOS. It's a pretty slick deal. Snowblowers, you know we're not getting snow. I got snowblowers in stock. There's great deals on snowblowers, and we may still get hammered here in March and April. You never know.
Chances are. Yep. Alpha Pizza Ovens, just real quick. If you're planning on having a tax return, going to have a couple grand, check out those Alpha Pizza Ovens. That will also become a hobby for you. Homemade backyard fired pizzas.
Yep, wood-fired pizzas. And there is one that's a combination propane or wood, but all the other models are wood-fired. And you make a pizza in a minute and a half. There's a couple people in the Tomahawk area that have them from us. They absolutely love them. They've graduated up from
the Unis.
That and to the Alpha, and they're just incredible. They're not just for pizza. You can actually cook or bake breads artisan breads, and you can cook meats and things like that in them too.
Every time you fire it up, it's a party. Whether it's just two people there, or especially when the kids come over to visit, everybody makes their own pizza. It turns the whole backyard into a party with those.
Well, it does, because everybody can have their own. Yeah. Hey, I don't want that. Hey, I want this. Yeah. Make your own. Bing, bing. You know. And then
awesome.
Elf, we've got Halo Griddles. We didn't talk about those at all. They put that black. That other name that starts with black in the griddle industry.
Yeah.
They put them to shame in terms of the quality and the product. Primo ceramic grills. Last night I made a pork tenderloin on my Primo. And when I have the time, that's a charcoal grill you're going to light. But they keep the moisture in the food, and that's the best pork tenderloin of all the grills that I cook on. A pork tenderloin on a Primo is the best, and actually steak can be as well, though most of my steaks and hamburgers are now on the Brio smokeless fire pits.
There's a TV show that comes on the weekends. It's a couple of Wisconsin guys, and they are backyard cookers, and they're using those that brand that you had mentioned. Just looking at it on the TV screen, I can tell they're cheap. When you know what to look for, you can see it with your eyes. You don't even have to worry about using it. You can tell they're cheap comparatively speaking.
Yep.
And I'm talking in probably not so much in price, but just in the way they're made, just cheap.
I think I talked last month. There was a customer that came in looking at them with his wife, and he didn't buy one, and I saw him a couple months later, and I said, hey, did you ever buy a griddle? Yeah, we did. So we made a mistake. We should have bought from you. So our halos, you can cook with the cover on. They're windproof. They've got sides up so the fire doesn't blow out or temperatures don't change. Lots of little neat features that you wouldn't even think about until you come in and look at them, and then once you see them, it's like, well, that makes sense.
Doing it right the first time is costing less than doing it over and over and over. What are the regular hours, Dave, at Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure?
8:30 to 5 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 8:30 to 6 on Thursday and Friday. 8:30 to 2 on Saturday. We also have a new young lady that's working for us. Her name is Stasi. Stop in and see her on the sales floor or to help you with parts. And we'd love to see you in the store.
Sounds good, Dave Nelson. Thanks for being here this morning, and I hope people go in and take a look and see what's going to be good for spring or the rest of winter at Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure.